All right, I'm going to call our board meeting to back in order, and report that the board has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while we were in executive session. I appreciate everybody's patience today, time-wise. Up before us next is old business. John?
Item 8A, Resolution G15-19, readopt Chapter 103 of ADA's regulations to implement the Arctic Infrastructure Development Program. These regulations discuss eligible projects, eligible applicants, approval processes, and terms and conditions for the program. I'll do my best to answer questions if there are any.
Does it need to be moved again?
It was tabled last meeting.
Take a motion to take it off the table, I would like to do that before discussion starts.
I've got no idea.
I move to bring forward G15-19.
Second.
Thank you. All right. John?
Yeah, and so, in terms of the Arctic Infrastructure Regulations, the readoption occurred due to an issue during public noticing period where there was a change in staff at one of the publishers, and so only two of the three public notices went out, and so we had to reissue this public notice to make sure that there was sufficient time for folks to engage and respond to what was being put up for the board.
Okay. So, do we need some explanation for the new board members on the details of it, or are there any questions?
So this new Chapter 103 implements the Arctic Infrastructure Development Program that the legislature established in SB 140 in 2014. The new program will allow ADA to provide financing for an Arctic project that meets the statutory definition of Arctic. So if you need to go to the last page, Exhibit D, that actually shows the line that defines the Arctic.
Okay. Thank you. Discussion among board members. Gary?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A couple of things. One, on September 24th, I voted no on this. And one of the statements I made for the reason I voted no, I refer you to Exhibit D. This is really helpful. I saw the circle, and I thought that these monies in this fund would be to fund anything within that circle. I was wrong. This is restricted only to the orange area here in my little chart. So I just want to make sure the record corrects that. I understand it was wrong. And this is Alaska only. It's not for Russia, Sweden, and everyone else.
Yeah.
So with that, it's not my job here to second-guess the legislature, nor is it to create public policy. That's for them to do, and they did it with this. But I have great concerns about this, and I don't have any compulsion whatsoever to think that this isn't going to pass. And if it becomes up to me, I will vote in favor of it. But I intend on voting no. And here's the reason. And I think two sheets of paper here help. This is out of our financial statements. And here we are. There's the CES fund, there's the loan funds, and here the orange is the new Arctic Infrastructure Development Fund. And that is a fund that funds this orange here. And that's what this fund is for. So my concern, if you put your 10-year hat on, is that what this is doing, this is bad public policy. What this is doing is we're setting up funds that are going to go to the legislature. And I understand that this could be funded by private donations, it'll be funded by federal, ADA Corporation, corporate, cookie sales, anything that they want to put into this empty pot, they can put into it, whoever manages this fund. But it will be asked to have, out of our general fund, the precious resources of the general fund, the legislature will be asked to put monies into this particular fund right there. And this particular fund is unique only to a certain area of the state. So if you look 10 years out, and let's just say they're very successful with this, monies go into that fund, and the monies are distributed out based on a board of directors, based on applications, including us. And if this is really successful, pretty soon you have a South Central Fund, you have an Interior Alaska Fund, you have a Southeast, you have an Aleutian Fund. Now you have, 10 years from now, you have funds that are competing for precious resources that the expenditures from which are governed not by the legislature, who is typically set up project by project by project. What you're now going to have is competition between funds, which are removed from the legislative process. That, to me, is bad public policy. So with that explanation, I'll vote no. If others feel as strongly as I do and this vote goes, it does not pass this board, I'll change my vote to yes. Because, again, I don't have any thoughts about changing public policy. The legislature has spoken. I think it's the wrong thing to do, and that will be the reason for my no vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Any other comments? Yeah. Anything from Juno?
Mr. Chairman, I have some question on the details of the regs, and I wonder about tabling it given the late hour. But two of them are 3AAC 103.040 on eligible applicants. Says that if an individual, muni, government, tribe, or business, or other entity must be authorized to do business in the state and hold a valid state business license. I wonder if that's not too lax. We are talking about the funds of the state. I realize there's the rest of the loan criteria, but it seemed to me that might be a low bar. And then I wondered on
AAC. What page are you on, please?
On page
I'm in Exhibit C on the fourth bullet down, but I also was on page 2, the bottom of the page.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
And then my next question is on 103-150, which is on page 16. It's appeal of objection. An applicant for any financing submit a final app not approved may appeal to the board. I wonder why we would allow an appeal process to a decision. I presume that a decision would have to have been reached by the board unless we're letting in these regulations the decision rests with the director. But I don't know why we would allow appeal, why we wouldn't establish ourselves. If we've made a decision, we should make it stick. It seems to me like we open ourselves up to litigation over our appeals process or subsequent to the appeal. It just, I'm not totally comfortable with the detail that's in these regs, and unlike other board members, I'm likely alone in not having had time to read them line by line. But given those concerns and the ones expressed by my colleague from Fairbanks, I would be in favor of putting this back on the table.
Mr.
Chair. Mr. Chair, I'm going to just move that.
Can I answer your questions before you do that?
Excuse me. I didn't mean for that motion to take precedence over the discussion. You're right. I'll withdraw.
Fred, essentially what we did in these draft regulations is copy what's already in the SETS regulations and it's changed them SETS to art of infrastructure. It's really, in the two points that you brought up, there's no difference between what's already in ADA's regs in the SETS program and what's proposed to be on the art of infrastructure. So if you're going to change eligible applicants, we should be changing them in both places or maybe all places in ADA regulations or something, if you have something specific in mind. In terms of the appeal rights, you know, there's this little thing called the Constitution, which requires due process to be followed for people involved with governmental action. And so this is intended to deal with the situation where someone has applied for a loan under the Arctic infrastructure, or this also applies, it's the same thing in SETS. And the review committee that the executive director sets up just decides this is not something we want to loan money for. That person would then have the right to appeal to the board itself.
Fred's going blank.
We can't hear you, so we're good.
Okay. And so, whereas this would not be something where the board already made the decision. This would be somewhere where it was a lower tier decision that could be appealed to the board. And it's never happened, but it could happen that if if the board turns somebody down, they would have an administrative appeal right to the Superior Court. That is a theoretical possibility, but like I say, it's never happened. We've never faced that circumstance. But to avoid the situation where someone would say, hey, I applied for a loan, I'm just as good a borrower as XYZ company down the road here who you gave a loan to. You turned me down because I used to sell potato chips to Fairbanks in competition with Gary Wilkin, and therefore that's not a legitimate reason, and you're violating my due process rights by not considering and giving me this loan.
And I'm from Badger Road.
And I'm from Badger Road, which is the preferred location to live in Fairbanks.
With gas.
And a ticket. Yeah.
And one of the things is, you got to recognize that there is, at the present time, no money in this fund. The money would have to be appropriated by the legislature. Last I heard, there isn't a lot of extra money floating around Juneau to be appropriated into the Arctic Infrastructure Fund. Not that it won't happen at some point, but it's not happening right away. And we also are under this obligation to adopt regulations implementing statutes within a certain period of time. And I believe we're beyond the allowed time period on Arctic Infrastructure. Sherry's here. Not yet, but we're probably getting close. So we can always, you can always amend the regulations if you don't like some of the details in it. And if we're going to do that, we should probably make it match what's in SETS or in the other ADA regulations too, so that everybody is playing from the same sheet here all across the board. So I would, for my own little provincial world, encourage you to go ahead and approve these regulations and not set it on the table again.
Hey, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Keith or Fred.
Thank you, Jerry, for connecting the dots for me. I appreciate it. I guess what I wanted to do was spin the prism again back to my colleague from Fairbanks' concerns. Perhaps the way in which to, and I realize his votes, I think I tracked him. It's going to be no unless we vote no, in which case he'll vote yes. But anyway, perhaps the logic to an Arctic fund, if you're Alaska, is that we are the United States entry into the Arctic, and we hold a unique position for our country, and it's a unique part of our state. I get the idea of essentially equal treatment for all areas, but the Arctic does present unique opportunities and challenges. So I can go along with Mr. Dubé's recommendation that we get moving, and would be ready to call for the question if the rest of the board is.
All right, question's been called. Bryn, would you pull the board, please?
Mr. Wilkin?
Yes.
Deputy Commissioner Paraday?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Deputy Commissioner Burnett?
Yes.
Ms. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Dick?
Yes.
Mr. Pruth?
No.
Mr. Wilkin?
No.
Motion carries.
Thank you. All right.
Yes,
that's what I get to wait until the end. That's right. All right, next up is Director's comments.
Speaker, I'd like to thank Dan Britton. I appreciate his expertise and his contributions, which have been tangible and immediate. Also, thanks to Gene Terrio as he moves into his new role and leads the charge on conversion. Items 9A and B are the loan dashboard reports and project matrices provided for the board's review. Item 9C, the Capital Investment Quarterly Report, is available for review in my office.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Fred.
He just blew by 9A, and I wondered, and if this isn't reasonable, John, please tell me, but I was wondering about getting the dashboard updated for the anticipated Mach 1 finance schedule. I still don't have a sense of this big moving piece on the chessboard and how it's going to change our pie chart.
Okay, this
I'd like to think ahead through that, and it seems to me the best way to do it is to forecast that investment schedule into that chart.
Okay, certainly. I think that at this point it's deliberative, and we could provide that in a deliberative format. If that's,
yes.
If that meets your need.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You bet. Good call, Fred.
All right. Sorry for blowing past that, Commissioner. Okay. And then, let's see, for your use, the continuing education calendar is provided in item 9D. Direct any requests for continuing education to Sherry Severson. And I guess a note to our new board members on the continuing education opportunities, those are available for your use. So if there are items that are of interest, please let Sherry know.
Okay.
So the next day of the board meeting is scheduled for December 17, 2015, at 8 offices.
And Sherry, is my understanding that Russell will not be here at that one?
That's correct.
All right. Will he be able to call in?
Russell?
Hey, you didn't make it today.
Possibly.
That's politically correct, Russell.
I'll be able to call in, but I will not be able to attend in person. My wife's going to be in Wyoming attending to ill parents.
All right. Michael?
I just wanted to, Mr. Chair, on the very last page in the dashboard that has the bar chart, it actually, the balance on approved projects, which is formed under the oil and gas, I'm pretty sure that that is the balance of the mock one that we did to the $50 million.
Well, what I'm, and that, you know, we've all had enough for today, Mr. Chairman. What I was wondering was, once we clear this immediate threshold, there's still this larger investment we need.
Yes.
I need to lock down those numbers and where they fit in this chart.
Yeah, I understand, and we will prepare that.
Are they here? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You're saying that's the yellow bar on the third bar?
Yes. Orange.
Okay. That may be sufficient, Mr. Chairman.
Well, maybe I'll set it a different way also.
It's a doubling of that bar.
It is.
It's food for thought. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Michael.
Okay. Board meeting is Thursday, December 17th. Next up, now, board comments. Anybody from Juneau first?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure this is appropriate, but I did vote yes on that Arctic Infrastructure Fund because, I mean, it is the local legislature passed, and it kind of is what it is. But I did want to put on the record that I shared the same concerns from a public policy implication standpoint that Gary raised, and I just wanted to put that on the record.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Brad?
I'd like someone to send me a copy of whatever policies or regulations we have that govern our executive sessions and how they're called and who attends.
Fred, there's a statute that says what you can call executive sessions for, but beyond that, I don't think there's any written policy, and it's essentially up to the discretion of the chair and or the other board members as to who attends. There is an obligation to keep information in executive session confidential, so our guests visiting with us today will need to do that. But I don't think there's a written policy we can give you on that. I could give you the statute that talks about an executive session and how it's called and what the topics are that can be discussed.
I'm familiar with that statute. I thought there perhaps would be an organizational policy regarding executive session. I've seen such in other organizations, and I was just curious. Thank you for that explanation. I'll take up my concerns with the chairman.
All right. Any other comments? Gary?
John, I meant to talk to Jean about this and Bob, but I think it would be helpful because conversions continue to keep coming up a little more. It would be helpful to just get a graph, get a table that just shows what, who, why, descriptions, and probability, and who's working in this. We know the borough, we know the mechanical contractors, we know Murkowski's office, we know the banks, we know our own money is available. So all these options for conversions, I think, would help us stay focused, because that's going to hit us right between the eyes here in a year. Mm-hmm. And I would like to, for us to be conversant about the options.
Okay. I think there may be some tools that exist. I'll follow up with Gene.
Don't make it a big fancy thing, but just something so we can see what's happening.
Okay. And he's continuing to lead the charge on the PACE legislation, property assessed, clean energy.
That's another one. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Dan?
No, I'm good.
Okay,
Elise? I have the same concern over the Arctic also. And the fact that the Arctic, I don't want to say it's the flavor of the day or the flavor of the week, but it's the newest concept, and creating other funds for other regions or other areas is also a very much of a concern.
Okay, so noted. All right. Well, we have no further comments. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment. And thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Adjournment.